Report, it was 55 degrees with a clear sky. Some music with the Carpenters.
I've been so many places in my life and time, singing this song for you.
Okay, those are the Carpenters. It's a Leon Russell number called A Song for You. That's the title track from their latest album. 12 minutes after 3 o'clock, and how are you this Monday afternoon? 55 degrees at last report. A bit breezy, too. Wind is out of the northwest, 26, gusting to 40 miles an hour. And it looks like cold weather is moving on in, at least for a bit. The low tonight, somewhere in the 20s, with the Twin Cities. High tomorrow to reach somewhere only in the 40-degree range. 55 right now, though. Enjoy it while you can. Skies are clear. And from an all-female group, it goes by the name of Bertha. There you have it. That was Bertha. It's called Free Spirit. That's their latest from their Dunhill album called Bertha. 15 after 3, here's a look at news highlights from the CCO-FM News Bureau. Three members of the Minnesota DFL, State Chairman Dick Moe, State Senator Nick Coleman, and Representative Marty Sabo today announced they will press for legislative reforms on secrecy in government when the legislature convenes in January. In making the announcement, Moe renewed charges that the Republicans in the Minnesota legislature have refused in the past to change procedures to make the actions by the lawmakers more visible to the public. The three men said today that they are specifically going to push for recorded votes when one of the chambers meets as a committee of the whole for disclosure of the financial interests of the legislators, for tape recordings of all floor sessions, and for party designation of lawmakers. In response to Moe's allegations today, Minnesota Republican State Chairman Dave Krogsang called the secrecy in government reforms of the DFL a phony issue. According to Krogsang, upwards of 90% of the committees have been open to the public scrutiny. Krogsang then raised another issue, saying he would like to know more about, to use his words, the governor's secret fund. Krogsang claims DFL Governor Wendell Anderson has given several receptions and cocktail parties to raise money for undisclosed purposes. And Krogsang says some of the get-togethers go for $200 a couple. The presidential politicking continues in Minnesota tomorrow with the arrival of New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller to stump four Republican candidates in four cities. The New York governor is scheduled to make stops in Alexandria and Moorhead before coming to the Twin Cities for five separate campaign appearances in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Much of Rockefeller's time will be spent with GOP senatorial candidate Phil Hansen, who faces an extremely tough race against incumbent Democratic Senator Walter Mondale. An accident on the west end of the Ford Bridge over the Mississippi River took the life of a Minneapolis woman early today. Police say 47-year-old Mrs. Dorothy Ellison was killed when her car smashed through a snow fence and a temporary bridge railing and plunged 90 feet to the riverbank below. Before the car left the bridge, it struck a construction worker who was taken to Hennepin County General Hospital. A St. Paul mailman, 54-year-old Carmelo DeLisi, is credited with saving the lives of a St. Paul woman and her son this morning. DeLisi pulled Mrs. Richard Segelstrom and her 3-year-old son Rodney from their burning house at 836 East Lawson. When firemen arrived on the scene, the woman and boy were rushed to St. Paul Ramsey, where they are now reported in good condition and are expected to be released sometime this afternoon. Twin City weather clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow. Be warmer this afternoon, but colder tonight with freezing temperatures to reach a low tonight in the 20s and the highs tomorrow only the 40s. Winds westerly 15 to 20 miles an hour. They will shift to northwesterly late this afternoon and decrease slowly tonight. Chance of rain, near zero, or snow for that matter, near zero through tonight, and only a 10% chance tomorrow. Right now, skies are clear. Twin City temperature is 55, and that's news from Stereo 102.9. This is WCCO-FM. We'll be right back. Okay, that's Procol Harum, something you might remember. It's called The Whiter Shade of Pale, with Cat Stevens from his latest Catch Bullet 4 album, Good Album, which is a cut you heard called Angel C. It's 27 after 3 o'clock. You can decrease the tax load by reducing welfare costs. You can hire a disadvantaged person who's been trained for a skill. Call CEP, the Concentrated Employment Program. Their number is 827-6151, 827-6151. From a new album by Ben Sidran. That's Ben Sidran. It's called Lust. From Stereo 102.9, this is WCCO-FM in Minneapolis. At Chicago, from Chicago 5, their latest single from that album. That's called The Dialogue, Parts 1 and 2. 22 minutes before 4, Denny Long on CCO-FM till 6 tonight. And then it's Latson, of course. Lewis will be here from 6 until 10. The Salvation Army's rehabilitation centers are in the business of producing confidence and self-respect. And it's all made possible by the donation of items you are no longer using. Your throwaways make work that pays in a lot of ways. You can be part of all this just by dropping off your usable materials at one of the convenient Salvation Army donation boxes in your community, or simply by calling for something new from Santana from their Caravanserai album. That was called Waves Within. Jim Croce ahead of that with Operator. It's 45 degrees with a cloudy sky in the Twin Cities, 6 and a half before 4. Denny Long with you till 6 tonight. Lou Latson carries on from 6 till 10. That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Lucretia McKeevil, at 3 and a half minutes away from 4 o'clock. Received an album today by Robert Thomas Valine. He's the singer, and the name may ring a bell. He used to be Bobby V. And this cut isn't really indicative of the whole album. The album is a very good album, a little different style, quite a bit different than what he used to do. You might remember this one. Here's Robert Thomas Valine, Take Good Care of My Baby. Robert Thomas Valine, better known as Bobby V, with the cut off his new album. Take Good Care of My Baby. It's 45 degrees. That was just for fun. Skies are cloudy. From Mellow Stereo in the Twin Cities at 102.9, this is WCCO-FM in Minneapolis. Curtis Mayfield from the motion picture Superfly. That's called Freddy's Dead. 3 after 4 o'clock from CCO-FM. It was 45 at last report in the Twin Cities. Skies are cloudy. And maybe some snow on the way tonight, mixed with a little bit of rain. That's tonight and again tomorrow. Fridley Senior High School will be presenting Lionel Bart's musical Oliver on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 16, 17, 18 at 7:30 p.m. That's in the Fridley High School Auditorium, 6000 West Moorlake Drive. Okay? Denny Long with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's Lou Latson from 6 until 10 with part number 2 on our abbreviated schedule. We're getting there.
Stop and start it all again. Stop and start it all. Stop and start it. Stop and start it all. Start it all. We'll be right back.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young from Deja Vu. That's Woodstock. Jonathan Edwards ahead of that. Stop and Start It All Again. It's from his new album. It's 10 after 4 o'clock from CCO-FM, 45 degrees, with still a cloudy sky. Rain becoming mixed with snow late tonight. And again tomorrow, about an 80% chance of that tonight. 50% tomorrow. Gordon Lightfoot has a new album called Old Ann's Records. Here's a taste of it now. It's called It's Worth Believing. It's done by Gordon Lightfoot from his new album. It's 14 after 4. Here's a look at news highlights from the CCO-FM News Bureau. Advisor Henry Kissinger held a conference with President Nixon this morning, but there is no sign so far that Kissinger is leaving for Paris to hold the final round of peace talks demanded by the U.S. The White House is said to be awaiting a signal that Hanoi is ready. A Miami judge returned a guilty verdict in the case of Bernard Barker, charged with fraudulently notarizing a $25,000 check donated to the Nixon campaign. Barker faces trial on federal charges growing out of the Watergate bugging case. Senator George McGovern remained in New York City today to clear up some hoarseness that developed during the last few days of hard campaigning. McGovern canceled a trip to Hibbing, Minnesota. And President Nixon delivered another paid political radio address today, denying Democratic charges that he has neglected the cities. He outlined various administration urban programs. Twin City weather, rain this afternoon and tonight, becoming mixed with snow late tonight and tomorrow. The low tonight, the mid-30s. High tomorrow, the upper 30s. Right now, skies are cloudy with a wind east-northeast at 13. Barometer is falling, 29.95. The humidity, 83%. Skies are cloudy. Twin City temperature is 45. That's a look at news highlights from Stereo 102.9. This is WCCO-FM. Tony Cole, that's one from his new album, If the Music Stops. That's The Suite. It's a man and woman. That's different. It's 23 minutes after 4 o'clock, and how are you? It's Wednesday afternoon. In stereo at 102.9, this is CCO-FM. Denny along with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Reminding you once again, if you didn't hear this thing before, that we have a book, a biography of Elvis, would you believe? It's a very well-written book. It's done by Jerry Hopkins, who is a contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine. And can be yours absolutely free, as they say in radio. All it takes is a postcard or letter with your name and address on it. You could send it to CCO-FM, Minneapolis, 55402. And we'll send you a copy of it. Superstar stuff. It's good. 45 degrees with a cloudy sky, 24 minutes after 4 o'clock. And the Minneapolis Health Department is offering a series of prenatal classes for expectant parents who live in the inner city. There'll be four class meetings on consecutive Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8:30 p.m. That's at the Public Health Center, 250 South 4th Street, room 403, and that's beginning November 8th. If you'd like information or registration, call the Minneapolis Health Department. Their number is 348-2789, 348-2789. From the beginning, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer from CCO-FM, 4 after 4, and it's a Monday afternoon. Denny along with you till 6 tonight. Lou Latson from 6 until 10. It's 47 outside with a clear sky. And you can decrease the tax load by reducing welfare costs. Hire a disadvantaged person who has been trained for a skill. Call CEP, that's the Concentrated Employment Program, at 827-6151, 827-6151. By the way, this is a model city project. From a new album for Tony Cole, this is a Suite to Man and Woman.
So much for a promise made, end of obligations going on.
That's Tony Cole from his brand new album, If the Music Stops. That was called The Suite to Man and Woman. 12 and a half after four, here's news from the CCO-FM News Bureau. The surviving Kuntz brother, 33-year-old David Kuntz of Waseca, Minnesota, said in Afghanistan today that he may continue the walk around the world that he and his brother started in 1970. That walk, to raise money for UNICEF, was interrupted by tragedy Saturday night when bandits attacked the two young men as they camped just outside Kabul, Afghanistan. 28-year-old John Kunst was shot and killed, and David was wounded. Today, his doctor said he is in good condition and that he would be able to travel in about 10 days. In a telephone conversation with his wife Jan in Wasika today, David said he and John had discussed the possibility of something happening to one of them during the walk, and they had agreed that the survivor would continue the 15,000-mile walk. David told his wife about the attack that killed his brother, saying that six bandits attacked their camp about 20 miles from Kabul. The State Department said John was shot twice and that David received a wound in the chest. David told his wife that he would make a decision later on whether he will continue, adding that he could not do it alone and that he would need more cooperation from countries than he and John had gotten in the past. Minneapolis police are now holding both men indicted by a grand jury in the September 30th slaying of Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Eno Suick during a robbery attempt at a liquor store in South Minneapolis. Authorities say 21-year-old Frank Govenda of New Brighton was taken into custody Saturday night after he was found hiding in the attic of a home in South Minneapolis. They say he offered no resistance. Govenda, who was accused of the actual shooting, is expected to be arraigned shortly. The other suspect, 21-year-old Curtis Rancourt Jr. of Minneapolis, appeared in court last week, with his arraignment continued until this week. The Minnesota Highway Department has announced plans to construct some 14 miles of concrete median barriers on freeways in the Twin Cities. The department says that 6.96 miles of cable and chain link fence have been destroyed in accidents during the past 18 months in the area. The announcement said the freeway lighting system will be moved to the top of the median barriers, providing better lighting and giving more protection to the light standards. Those plans have now been submitted to the Federal Highway Administration for approval. Estimates say the cold weather last week in northern Crawford County, Wisconsin, did some $125,000 damage to the apple crop in the area. Temperatures dropped as low as 14 degrees, freezing the apples on the trees. A public hearing will be held Thursday in La Crosse by the Wisconsin Advisory Council on the subject of Wisconsin's unemployment compensation law. It's the second in a series of three such hearings aimed at getting the public's view on possible changes in jobless benefits. A Burlington Northern freight struck a truck at a crossing in St. Cloud today, killing the truck's driver, 36-year-old David DeShetton of rural Excelsior. And a head-on crash near Malacca Saturday night has now taken a fourth life. 45-year-old Irvin Shogabe of Minneapolis died today of injuries suffered in that mishap. Weather for Minneapolis-St. Paul, cooler tonight, a little warmer again tomorrow, with the low tonight of the upper 20s, high tomorrow the low 50s. Light and variable winds tonight. Precipitation probability near zero through tonight, 20% tomorrow. Right now the wind is north 13, humidity 45%, with the barometer rising slowly at 30.15, and the sky is clear. Twin City temperature is 47 degrees. And that's news from Stereo 102.9. This is WCCO-FM. Tuesday afternoon, done by the Moody Blues from CCOFM, 20 after 4 in stereo. Denny Long with music until 6 o'clock tonight. Does your preschooler have a hidden health problem? Probably not, but the way to make sure is through regular medical care. Maybe you can't afford it. And if you're in that particular financial situation, you should know about the Minneapolis Health Department Child Health Clinics. Now, these clinics are for Minneapolis children from birth to age 8, whose parents can't meet the cost of private health care. And they offer checkups, shots, many other services, too, at no cost to you. For more information on child health clinics, call them up at 348-2963. 348-2963. Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina here.
Late at night when I'm alone, I get a feeling deep inside me. Lips get dry and I wonder why. Darling, you're not with me, loving me like no one has ever known. Everybody wants peace. Peace of mind.
From their Sitting In album, Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. And that's the trilogy from Stereo 102.9. This is WCCO-FM in Minneapolis. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. From Stereo 102.9, this is WCCO-FM in Minneapolis. That's some new music for the Bee Gees off their brand new album. That's called Alive from CCO-FM, Mellow Stereo in the Twin Cities at 102.9, 24 before 5 o'clock. It's 45 degrees, the last report, with still a cloudy sky. The St. Paul Civic Orchestra, under the direction of Edward Forner, plays the first of five Sunday concerts, November 5 at 7:30 p.m. in the Janet Wallace Fine Arts Center. That's at McAllister College. Featured works will be by Stravinsky, Vaughan Williams, and Dvorak. Admission, absolutely free. Danny Long with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Lou Latson will be around from 6 until 10 o'clock. Something new for America. Music from 10 years after, new album form. It's called Tomorrow I'll Be Out of Town. It's 16 minutes until 5. Here's news from the CCO-FM News Bureau. A criminal court judge has convicted a former CIA agent of fraudulently notarizing a $25,000 check donated to President Nixon's re-election campaign. Judge Paul Baker in Miami found Bernard Barker guilty of a misdemeanor and gave him a 60-day suspended sentence. Barker and four others faced federal charges of breaking into National Democratic headquarters last June. Some of the names of contributors to the secret Republican campaign fund will be released. President Nixon's re-election committee agreed to make public a partial list just as trial was about to begin on a federal lawsuit filed by Common Cause, a citizens' lobby. Under a consent order agreed to by both sides, the names of those who gave an estimated $6 million are to be made public over the next 4 days. North Vietnam and the Viet Cong have rejected conditions for peace laid down by South Vietnamese President Thieu. They charge that Thieu wants the war to go on and have called on the United States to dismiss him. In Washington, presidential envoy Henry Kissinger conferred again with the president, but there was no announcement of what developed. A federal judge in Chicago has granted permission for anti-war activists Dave Dellinger and Tom Hayden to go to Hanoi next week to bring back U.S. prisoners. The two needed his permission because they are appealing their conviction in the Chicago 7 case growing out of the 1968 Democratic Convention. Despite hoarseness and a cold, Senator George McGovern rode in an open car down New York's Fifth Avenue today to a garment workers' rally. The hoarseness caused McGovern to cancel a campaign trip to Hibbing, Minnesota. The president says his administration is making cities livable again by pouring in more money and giving City Hall a greater voice in saying how it should be spent. In a nationwide radio political speech, Nixon ticked off a list of sharp increases in money spent for urban problems. Police picked up three members of the Hells Angels motorcycle gang in the Contra Costa area. I beg your pardon. That's a different group. East of San Francisco. on suspicion of murder after three bodies were found at a remote ranch north of San Francisco. Officials said evidence indicates the victims were slain in the East Bay area, then buried on the ranch purchased with money from the gang. East Germany began releasing several thousand political and criminal prisoners today. Many of them walked through the wall into West Berlin as part of an amnesty agreement reached by East and West Germany. And the United Nations airlift starting tomorrow will transport an estimated 6,000 stateless Asians out of Uganda, most of them into Western Europe. Another 1,000 Asians being uprooted by the Uganda government will be taken in by the United States. Here's the weather from Minneapolis-St. Paul. Rain the rest of this afternoon and tonight, becoming mixed with snow late tonight and tomorrow. The low tonight, the mid-30s. High tomorrow, the upper 30s, with an 80% chance of precipitation tonight, 50% tomorrow. Right now, skies are cloudy. The wind is east and northeast at 13. Barometer is falling, 29.95, and the humidity is 83%. Still cloudy. Twin City temperature is 45. And that's news from Stereo 102.9. This is WCCO-FM. People make the world go round. The Stylistics from CCO FM. That's from a new album by Chaka Chas, and that's called Soledad. People making the world go round, the Stylistics before that, in case you hadn't heard. 45 degrees, skies are still cloudy in the Twin Cities. Weatherman looks for some rain being mixed with snow late tonight and again tomorrow. The low tonight, the mid-30s, not really warming up tomorrow, the high to the upper 30s. With northeast winds, we have from 6 to 14 miles an hour right now. They'll change and increase from 10 to 20 miles an hour tonight. Chance of rain or snow mixed, 80% tonight, 50% come tomorrow. As we said, skies are still cloudy at the moment, 45 degrees in the Twin Cities. From Stereo 102.9, this is WCCO-FM in Minneapolis.